before the break, I was talking about how we were going to be doing our segment, and we've got the lovely Aisha in with us here. How are you going, Aisha?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. How was your day?
Yeah, not too bad. Bit gloomy,
It is a bit gloomy, yeah. But look, I welcome the change. The heat that has been, that was like, you know, given to us over the weekend, I, for one, cannot handle that. So I'm really glad that it's not like that today. So we've got some fun news today. So, you know, we give you recaps. What this segment is about was we give you weekly recaps about the news that is a bit left of center, maybe even a little bit odd, and that you've definitely probably not heard in your run of the day news recaps. And this week, we both found some curveballs that may throw you for a loop. So, first off, do you want to tell us that one, Aisha?
Yeah. So apparently this past month has seen the installation of a mysterious 12-foot metallic monoliths. If you've ever watched the classic sci-fi movie 2001 A Space Odyssey, they eerily resemble a mini version of the structure featured in the film.
That's weird.
But the thing is, no one knows exactly where they've come from, who's put them there, absolutely nothing about it, which is crazy, which is reading in my mind aliens, but yeah, we'll get into that. So the first one was spotted in the deep desert of southeast Utah and was discovered on the 18th of November by biologists from the Utah Department of Wildlife Resources whilst flying overhead to count bighorn sheep in the area. And only days since it's been discovered, it's vanished by an unknown party. Internet sleuths using historical images from Google Earth found it that it appeared between August 2015 and October 2016.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
And after days of it being found, like, it's just vanished out of
nowhere. Literally. Well, weirdly enough, another one has actually popped up in Romania.
Romania.
Six days ago. And so, you know, we don't know if it's a twin of the one in the Utah or if it was the same one, but it's made out of dark metal and it's covered in what looks like a series of scribbled circles. And it appeared close to the ancient remains of the Petrodava, I'm going to say Dacian fortress,
that's what it is, yeah.
Which is a protected archaeological site. And because of that, people are pretty peeved that it's been erected without any permission. But, you know, apparently this one has also vanished.
That's so weird.
Literally. And so I'm going to bring it back to aliens.
I think that a lot of people, I saw this on the, you know, on social media a little while ago, and people are definitely buying into the idea of it being aliens. Whereas I think that, I know that people in the government in Utah and like in Romania, they were saying, no, it's definitely not that. But I think that people were, I think for more logical thinkers, they attributed it to some, apparently these managers of a gallery for the late artist and a sci-fi enthusiast, John McCracken, they believe it's his work and that maybe that he may have placed that, the Utah structure there before he passed away. But who knows?
Yeah, yeah. It's yeah. Definitely very weird.
Very weird. And they both, after being discovered just days afterwards, they've been taken away.
Yeah. I mean, my initial thought was maybe perhaps it's some sort of like new Netflix show promo.
Yeah.
A lot of those things have kind of been like happening around. We saw it with the Haunting of Hill House. They had a massive sort of like structures.
Oh, did they?
Yeah,
in that.
Different places. I think they had one in Sydney, but they had ones in a couple of other places. So that was like my first thought.
Mm.
Then I thought, that's weird. Maybe it's aliens. But now that actual logical thinking actually probably makes a bit more sense.
But then if this artist has passed away, who is putting them there?
That's a question that we might not never know.
And Romania, of all places for it to be, like, followed up by.
Yeah, and the fact that it's, like, Romania and Utah, which are, like,
so
random. Far away.
Yeah.
And, you know, literally within, like, days of each other. It's crazy.
Mm.
It's freaky. It's weird. It's crazy.
And the next one that we came across, I found this one. So in other news, an 18-meter tall Gundam robot that can walk and move its arms on its own has been unveiled in Japan on Monday. So if you're a fan of Japanese culture, particularly with anime, you'll be familiar with the reference. It's this giant robot, and it's modeled after a figure in Mobile Suit Gundam, which is an anime television series that franchise that was first launched in 1979, and it's about enormous battle robots piloted by humans. So, that became a huge franchise and has had global success, and it's been regarded as the originator of the real robot genre of mecha anime, which is a huge genre in anime, like a lot of tech stuff. If you aren't like too familiar with what I'm talking about and can't really picture it, just think about the Power Rangers, like that sort of esque robot, but it's like come to life and it's real and it's happening in Tokyo. How cool is that? So apparently it's going to serve as the centerpiece of the Gundam Factory Yokohama, a new tourist attraction that opens on December 19th. It was built to invigorate some tourism in Tokyo, and, you know, in all of Japan, that obviously because of COVID, they've all been suffering with that. And the chief cabinet secretary, Katsunobu Kato, said that he wants people to tackle endeavors like this while making an effort to prevent the spread of infection. So that's pretty cool news, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
That would be really fun to go to and like see, because I was actually supposed to go traveling this year and like so many others and wasn't able to. But my next one that I really want to go to is Japan. And hopefully with the travel bubble, I'll be able to go see this.
Yeah.
That'd be so good.
And, you know, like, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago with like countries using pop culture and you know, film and television as a way of trying to get tourists to their country.
Exactly.
So it's really cool that this is happening.
I know.
I just imagine like a pink Power Ranger-like robot just like standing.
I was always a fan of the pink one the most. I wanted to be her.
Yeah, I think everyone wanted to be the pink one.
My sister was like, I'll be yellow then, fine, because I'd call dibs on the one and on the pink one. But this one, it looks cooler than like the Power Ranger one. Plus, it's real. How crazy is that?